GIO Business Insurance. Protect your small business. Call 131010 today.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Roger Montgomery joins me now. Many thanks for your time, Roger.
Thanks, Ross. That was me that sent you that email.
No, I knew it was. Actually, I knew that. Some bloke. Oh, why don't you give Roger more time? I said, because we had a lot of other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
We've had a very busy show tonight. Now, because of this, give us a call. 131-873. You've got a stock you're worried about. Look, I'm sure a lot of people are worried about a lot of their stocks right now. Roger, no doubt, in his terrific anti-cyclical mind, would actually have been out there in the last couple of days buying a few stocks. I can almost guess one that he would have been buying. I'm going to tell you that in a short moment and see if he has been out there buying it. But the truth is that people will be worried. So if you've got any stocks you're particularly worried about, 131-873 is a number. Please jump on the line. We've got about 8 minutes to have a chat, and that's quite a long time.
In radio speak, Ross, that's in Money News.
Also,
it's like an evening.
We'll try and rip through it pretty quickly. Okay, first, tonight, though, I think it is important that we spend a long time tonight talking about Qantas.
Sure. Okay, right. Well, I'm happy to talk to you about that.
Now, you've always said it's a terrible business.
Yes.
I couldn't agree. If you've got billions upon billions upon billions upon billions upon billions of dollars tied up in an international operation that loses you $200 million,
yes,
it doesn't make a lot of sense.
And by the way, that is an accounting loss. That's what the accountants deem the loss to be. But the loss is far greater. The economic loss, the real loss, is much, much bigger than that. See, people say accountants aren't very creative, you know, that artists are creative and ceramicists are a creative bunch, but accountants are very dry and boring. I actually think accountants are the most creative people in the world because they come up with things like depreciation, which is an estimate of how much wear and tear occurs on the plane and they put that into the profit and loss statement. But the problem with that depreciation, and it's about $1.2-1.5 billion for Qantas, the problem with that depreciation charge is it tells you what the old plane has worn out by. It doesn't tell you how much the new plane is going to cost that replaces it. Mm. And what you want is a different charge, call it a provision for replacing the planes, and that would be much bigger.
Sure.
And that's why the real loss for Qantas is much bigger.
Well, okay,
and it always has to raise money to buy new planes.
Let's work this one out, for example, and that is that the value of Qantas, according to the share price today of $1.47, is $3.32 billion.
Right, which is a far cry from the takeover bid of $11.1 billion.
That is true.
Many years ago.
That's true. And secondarily, I have also worked out that is worth 11 A380s.
Right.
Qantas currently has 12.
So the entire operation...
Qantas has 12.
Yes. So let me take
hang
take
on,
point,
and
yeah?
They've got 20 due, right?
Yes.
So 11 A380s, except there is a little cheat here that I'm doing, because you and I both know that Qantas doesn't own its aircraft.
Well, let's say this, they're on operating leases.
Yes.
And some of them they do own and some of them they do lease. That's why there's a depreciation charge in
there.
Okay,
but we haven't included in here any of the 747s. We haven't included the 737s, the 767s, the 787s that are coming.
So this is why we've talked previously, earlier in the year or late last year, about a possible takeover bid and breakup of Qantas. And if you break down the balance sheet in the way that you're describing, and you can use the cash that's on the balance sheet, most of the debt, there's a lot of debt there, remember, but some of that debt is not actual debt. It's unclaimed flights and unclaimed frequent flyer points, for example, that aren't ever going to be claimed. Mm-hmm. And so it's not all present value liabilities. And so you could use the cash of the business, not at the current price, but about $1.30 or thereabouts. You could use the cash of the business to fund your takeover of the business. You could use the assets of the business, the planes that you just described, to pay down the debt. There'd be a little bit of debt left over, and you'd get the most profitable frequent flyer business in the world for free.
Well, that has been the strategy that some have tried to employ. We did stories about that last year.
Mm.
So that's the interesting one about that. My second point is today's move to split it in two, in other words, Qantas, and have a domestic airline and an international airline. You don't do that unless you've got some thought in mind.
Yeah. Well, what generally
you don't just do that because let's just split them in two.
Well, let's say you've got two children, okay? And I'm sure there's lots of people listening with two kids. You don't cut one loose and say, you don't split them up and cut one loose.
There's lots of families that do.
Well, maybe, but they're usually problem children, aren't they? Are they problem children when you do that? Right, so they're problem children. So maybe, just maybe, the international airline is a problem child.
We've got Jason on the line. I want to get there very quickly. And there's a couple of other bits and pieces I want to talk about with you as well. But first up, I want to bring people a statement from Andrew Wilkie, the independent member for Denison. Now, here is the statement from Andrew Wilkie just come in. I have decided not to support Rob Oakeshott's censure of Craig Thompson. Earlier today, I had said I intended to do so, but having the opportunity to take senior legal advice, I've decided not to support the motion. Well, that's going to be interesting to see how the numbers roll on that one as well. Remember, the government has referred Thompson's speech to the Privileges Committee this evening, so they are important political matters because certainly the numbers in the Parliament are very narrowly balanced right now. Let's go to Jason in the Blue Mountains. Hello, Jason. You got a question for Roger Montgomery?
Yes, I have, Ross. I've got a question about Mercantile Investment. It's been taken control with Sir Ron Briley.
Right.
And I was wondering if you had a view on that, and given that he can make value to a company and increase shareholder wealth, have you got a view on that particular stock?
Well, look, as you know, Ron Briley's track record in the last 30 years has been exceptional, but more recently it's been mixed. And so what you have to ask yourself is, you know, what's the plan for this business? What are they going to do? In the past, Ron Briley and his team have done a very good job of turning businesses around, but they haven't done it every single time.
With Ron Weiss, who has been a great operator, great fund
Gary,
manager.
Correct. They've done a brilliant job, and they've got an incredible track record over many decades. But more recently, it's been mixed, and we've seen them leave the company that they were last involved with.
That's right.
And they've overpaid for some acquisitions in the past recently. So you just got to watch this one closely.
All right. Good on you, Jason. Appreciate that one. Anybody else? Jump on the line. 131-873. We've got a couple of minutes to go. Roger.
BHP.
Now, there's been some terrific pieces written in the last little while about the destruction of value of BHP. We spoke to a very senior stockbroker here on this program just in the last week who described what they had said was acquisitions that were overpaid for.
Yeah, in the 90s, terrible.
Basically also talked about the fact that BHP shareholders got a raw deal when they merged with Billiton. The latest one, Petro Hawk, they believe they've overpaid for that. So these are really...
Coal seam gas assets.
Yeah, really important things for people to understand.
Look, it's really simple. It's a really basic thing. The lower the price you pay, the higher your return. It's as simple as that. And business, it's true for investors. The lower your price you pay for shares, the higher your return's going to be. And that's for investors. And for businesses, the lower the price you pay for things that you acquire, the higher your return's going to be. The problem for BHP is a very simple one. I think iron ore prices over the next few years are going to go down, and they may go down a lot. And
okay, that's going to put so I want to go margins. While you're there to Warren from Chipping Norton. Very quickly, Warren, thank you.
Yeah, hi, Ross. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Listen every chance I have.
Thank you so much.
My question is, mining stocks, example, like BHP, Fortescue, Woodside, etc. BHP, they pay dividends, Fortescue is the same, Woodside the same. I come down to where a good old full-time punter told me on the stock market years ago that you should buy BHP, etc. Down the track, you know, they'll be $100 a share. But I come back to where what I just went through my super fund financial statements. They're going down. So should we really get out of this mining sector and go back to investing with the banks?
Interesting point, Warren. Thank you.
The short answer is I think the boom is probably over.
You think the boom's over?
Yeah.
Well, never to come back.
For the iron ore sector, I think the boom has... We've seen the best of it. And I'm worried about iron ore prices because China's not going to need as much as the world is producing.
China's wealth is still being created, though, Roger.
But they won't need as much iron ore.
They may not, but they're still going to build, Roger.
That's true, but they won't need all the iron ore that's coming on stream. That's going to push prices down and margins are going to contract.
Well, that's right. The margins can't be there forever, but China's still going to want it. That's the whole point. Very good to talk to Roger Montgomery. Have a debate with him occasionally as well. And I'll tell you what, we'll be back here same time tomorrow night with a special Origin edition of Money News.